Hello, 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 listeners, and welcome to the Solo Sister Travels podcast. I'm your host, Valerie, and I'll be talking about my travel experiences both here at home and abroad. Today's episode is about my birthday trip to Vegas. So my birthday plans and everything started last year when Hilton Grand Vacations gave me a call to offer me or to invite me to stay at one of their grand locations in Vegas, which was the Alara. And I'll get into that and why that place is amazing. Because of my previous days, because I'm also a Hilton Honors member, and because whenever I go to New Orleans for my Saints game, I always stay at a Hilton Grand location. And it's because of that they called and invited me to stay at the Grand Vacations in Vegas to also be at the presentation to basically see if they can sell me into doing their timeshare is what it ended up coming down to. So the whole deal was I get 3 nights. I had to pay at that time, if I decided to, at the time of the call, pay $200. I get the 3 nights at the Alara whenever I wanted to go, which of course, after conversation, and I decided to pay the $200 to do it. Because I'm like, out of a 3-day weekend, and all I have to do is give up 2 hours just to sit through their presentation. And yes, they're going to try and sell me their timeshare, which I already know that I can't afford. I can do that. No big deal. So when I decided to use the 3-day stay for my birthday weekend, I called them back, set up everything, and I scheduled to do the presentation sooner in the weekend than later. So the day it started, I was there from like Thursday till Sunday, and I scheduled the presentation for Friday morning. So then that way I kind of get in, get out, and then I got the rest of the weekend to myself. So when I get to Vegas, I check in at the Alara Hotel where I chosen to stay, or rather not that I chose to stay. This is where the hotel that they had already pre-picked that I got to stay at. This place was amazing. Oh my God. I love this place. It is now my first choice, my number one choice. If and when I go back to Vegas, is where I'm going to be staying at. Like I said, it, absolutely beautiful hotel. It's on East Harmon Street, literally maybe like not even a block, maybe half a block from Sunset Strip. When you're outside, you can see MGM Grand from there. And from my room, I could see the Sphere, the new Sphere that was there. The thing I love about this hotel is that there was no casino. They do not have a casino, which is beautiful, because then it also means no smoking, you know, or having to walk through the casino to get to your room. And with the no smoking, it's a non-smoking property altogether. So no matter where you go at, even when you're poolside, no smoking. And I can't tell you how refreshing that whole thing is. Plus, it's connected to the Miracle Mile, which is all the shopping that I know a lot of people love. And it is actually very nice to be that close and, you know, do the shopping when, if you're not big time into the gambling and all of that. And yeah, I love. Oh, and the other thing I loved about it is there's actually security for the elevators, so that way only the people that are staying there can get in because you have to have your card key to hit on the tap on the little device when it makes your turn green. So yeah, let they know you're staying there and everything. So just absolutely 100% beautiful hotel. A little on the expensive side, but it's worth it, especially when you stay there, because you can see why it is. And yeah, I just absolutely loved it. So for my actual birthday, I decided to make myself, I wanted to treat myself to a steak dinner, a birthday steak dinner. So I made reservations at the infamous Golden Steer, which if anybody, or if you don't know, this is a steak restaurant that's been around, I do believe, since late 50s. And also this is where, you know, Frank Sinatra, Marilyn Monroe, celebrities like that hung out at this restaurant, not to mention, you know, I hear mafioso hung out there back in the day, but it's a fantastic restaurant. Of course, when I pulled up, when I had my Uber pull up to it, it's in a little strip mall kind of deal. So I was like, is this the right place? Because, you know, you think steak restaurant, especially something very nice, high end, you know, and that celebrities used to go and hang out, you're not looking for it to be in a strip mall, but it was it. And when you go inside, you're like, got it, this is it. So it was absolutely wonderful. The service, the food was amazing, ambiance was great, and I truly, truly enjoyed it. It was really funny because right when I went to go leave, another couple was leaving at the same time, and the husband asked, he was like, how did you like it? Did you enjoy yourself? And I said, oh, I did. It was really great. I really enjoyed it. And he's like, oh, good. He was like, yeah. He goes, my wife saw you, you know, because I was having, you know, dinner by myself. And he said, she looked at him and goes, man, I wish I could do that. And I told him, like, it's a lot easier than you think to be able to go out to dinner by yourself. So that was nice. I took that as a compliment and just enjoyed it. And it really was. I had a wonderful time at the steak restaurant. And it was so funny though, when I was sitting at the table and I realized they had put, you know, the bottle of water at the table, and I was like, oh man, it felt like the bottle of water was way on the other side of the table. And I was like, I don't have to get up and walk around to this table to get that water, do I? But one of the valets came along and she started to pour the water. I was like, oh, thank goodness. Because I was like, as much as I enjoy, and don't get me wrong, I love having dinner with my friends and everything like that, but I was like, this is the one drawback to having dinner by yourself, is that you ain't got nobody at the table who can pass you the water or the salt and pepper when you need it. So we just kind of cracked up laughing at that. She was like, I got you, girl. I was like, thank you. But other than that, it was a wonderful time. I really enjoyed it. And I definitely recommend, if you go to, next time you go to Vegas, just do yourself a favor and get a reservation for Golden Steel. But you're going to have to try and get it way in advance, because this place gets packed. It's packed all the time. So, like I said, do yourself a favor. Golden Steer. It's amazing.